Welcome to the Business Victories Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, and every week our goal here is to give you ideas and really steps towards making your business not only more profitable, but more joyful. Too often in my work as a business coach, I see people that are running their businesses stressed out, using the big word overwhelm a lot. And the goal of this podcast is doing little changes. And I like to do them five at a time has become our theme for this year, in changing in ways you can change up or benefits that you get from making changes in your daily habits, in the way you do business overall. And this month we are getting into the whole topic of honoring your time. So each week we'll be talking about honoring your time. Starting with today, we're going to be talking about five benefits of having a great morning routine. And I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And we start off this morning I decided to record this in the morning because it's a good time of day. And a quote from Carole King, who said, or she actually didn't say it, she sang it. And you might remember it and maybe even go play it after listening to this podcast. But she's saying, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people are going to treat you better. You're going to find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. And in this week's victory letter, I talked about how more and more I continue to hear people say the words, and I've got some air quotes going on here with my fingers, I don't have time. And if I don't watch myself very carefully, I can find myself saying those words as well. Truth, of course, in all of this is that we all have time as long as we are breathing. We still have time ahead of us. I've come to find it's how we start the very first waking hour of our day that makes such a huge difference in how our days play out. Every single morning, work day or play day, whether I'm at home or I'm traveling for business or traveling on vacation, I take the opportunity to slowly and carefully start my day on my terms. And one of my favorite things to do is to be up before the sun so I can watch it rise each morning. Some mornings when I think it can't get more beautiful watching that sunrise, with the pinks and reds of the clouds catching the sun rays, it does. It's pretty spectacular, especially depending on the time of year, whether I can see it from darkness into light. And it's pretty spectacular. There's just something about the beauty and quiet in those early morning hours that feels so peaceful and, again, so beautiful. And it inspires me and helps to overcome any obstacles waiting for me in the day ahead. It's just my power time. I like to call it morning momentum. So this month, we're going to be diving into the Mastermind principle of honoring time. And I really can think of no better way to honor time than to come into each day respecting and honoring the gift of a new day. And I want to share with you five benefits that I've seen from what I have come to call this morning momentum time. And this is really, I get out of bed every morning. I go to the kitchen. I get a glass of water and my cup of coffee. Gotta have that cup of coffee in the morning. I take my coffee with me out to our front room that faces east. And for those of you who've been following me for a while know I'm pretty passionate about this because I've talked about it before in the Victory Letter and in this podcast. And, you know, I put down my yoga mat. I have my reading materials there. I'm ready to go. And I do this morning momentum time. I meditate. I read. I journal. All this while the sun's coming up. I light candles, maybe incense, just really getting my senses awake. The whole sight, touch, sound. I listen to beautiful music. I love to listen to beautiful meditative music in the morning and just really sit there preparing my day. Both first mentally, and then I'll have my calendar there for the day. And I really just start charting out my day. I do my stretching, a little bit of yoga, and getting my body, when we wake up in the morning, we're pretty I don't know about you, but the older I get, the stiffer I get when I wake up in the morning, especially if I've had a really good night's sleep. And so I go into this morning momentum. And the five benefits that I can say right off the top of my head that I get from that is, number one, more joy and happiness. I'm just more joyful and happy. I can feel it in my being. Number two is that I feel less overwhelmed. If I didn't get something done the day before, I'd look at my, I create my to-do list during this time, and I put it onto the new to-do list. It really helps me not just have all these scattered things out there. It brings it all together. Number three is gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude for the simple things in life, like watching that sunrise, like listening to beautiful music, like just being in my body and still breathing and still alive on this planet. And for all the people that I love, and for my business, and for my clients, and for all the things that make my world go round. Number four is that I find I have greater productivity. Again, less things fall through the cracks because I'm really charting the course for my day and doing it peacefully, not, getting to my desk and going through my emails and letting my inbox, overfill my life. And especially if you're one of those people, and I used to be, where the first thing you do every day is go into your inbox just thinking you'll get through it. We never get through it, right? It just doesn't happen. We just find 2 hours get sucked out of our day immediately, first thing in the day. And I like to take my own control. So that's where the greater productivity comes in. And then I'll get to my email as I get to it throughout the course of the day. And then number five, and this is probably most important, is a deeper connection with myself. Probably leads me right back to the number one thing I talked about of having more joy and happiness, is that I just really, I have never, I'll give it to as I get older, of course I get more connected, but the meditation that I do in the morning, even if I only meditate in this whole process for, which I try to give myself a full hour every morning for the full process, even if meditation is only for 5 minutes of it, that 5 minutes is really connecting time with my inner self and coming to love myself more, as we each should do. Because I gotta be with myself all day long, and if I'm not liking me, it could be a little dicey during the day, right? And we have those days where we're not feeling so great about ourselves, and that's not a good place to be. And we just got off of the topic of confidence for last month, and if you want to go back to the podcast and listen to some of that, those topics were really rich and deep, and it helps with that connection as well. So here's my challenge to you. If you've tried meditation or any form of creating a better morning routine in the past that hasn't worked, I really encourage you to check out my Morning Momentum Challenge. It's a 21-day challenge. And in this course, I share in detail all the elements it takes to get the most out of the first hour of the day. And I do it over the 21 days. So too often we try to do it all at once, but I just drip on you over 21 days what you're going to do the first day, the second day. Keep adding and subtracting whatever works for you in your practice. And they're just quick little audio sessions that you get every day from me. And I think that you'll really enjoy it. And again, if you've been saying, oh gosh, I want to meditate, but I can't, because especially if you're an entrepreneur like me, we have a little bit of ADD going on, and it's difficult at best to get ourselves just centered. And that's why all the, when I started doing this about 5 years ago now, I really did it because I wanted this time for myself. And it's been just amazing how that can happen. And if you are saying to yourself, I don't have time for that in the morning, you need this more than you think, to be sure. And to sign off for today, just remembering that life will give us many options every morning when we open our eyes. The choice is in selecting the options that serve us best. Here's to the peace of mind that comes from honoring our precious time. And with that, I wish you many successes and victories. And Sherry Ruskus signing off, and I will be back next week.